Navy fleet commanders, the next conflict hotspot is going to be in Korea. San Diego, California. Two top Navy fleet commanders said Tuesday that the next potential conflict hotspot would likely be in Korea. If there's a fight tonight, it's probably going to happen on the Korean Peninsula, said Vice Admiral Joseph Acoin, commander of the 7th Fleet, in a panel discussion at the AFCEA West 2017 conference. Vice Admiral Nora Tyson, commander of the 3rd Fleet, agreed with that assessment, saying that hostilities with the North Korean regime would be the number one probability. The fleet commanders made their comments on a panel discussion titled, "Are We Ready to Fight? Today and the Future." "Are we ready to fight? You bet we are," said Vice Admiral Jamie Fago, a former 6th Fleet commander who now serves as director of the Navy's Joint Staff. Fago pointed to recent provocations out of Pyongyang as worrisome earlier this month. North Korea launched a land-based nuclear-capable ballistic missile that traveled 300 miles before splashing into the Sea of Japan. "Frankly, it was pretty impressive," Fago said. "It was like a submarine missile launched from a tank. Solid fuel, pretty impressive." Still, Acoin pointed to the U.S.'s strong relationship with South Korea, and Japan is helping to counter aggression out of Pyongyang, along with a number of moves of sophisticated weaponry and early warning assets to the region, including E-2D Hawkeye aircraft, F/A-18 Super Hornets, and F-35B fighters being placed in Okinawa. The U.S. also has Patriot missile batteries and is moving forward placing the more advanced THAAD interceptor on the ground in South Korea. There are more than 28,000 U.S. soldiers stationed there. Acoin said those assets provide a pretty good umbrella. On Sunday, the Washington Post reported that preparations were underway to bring North Korean officials to the U.S. for diplomatic talks between former U.S. officials. Now, of course, we see a lot of conflict. Not conflict, a lot of tension, but in the area, in this region. It's been building for days. We talked about it just on Friday and Thursday. Because you have China ready to, quote-unquote, replace the U.S. as a superpower, or in the globalization order, if you want to call it that. Of course, it's not the new world order, but it's the globalized world order that's currently at play. We're in a multipolar world. A lot is changing and a lot is shifting. We'll see what happens with this Korea thing. World War III predictions. CPAC panel with Sheriff David Clark suggests the fight has already begun. "Don't fret, World War III isn't looming. It's already here," according to the title of a panel on a schedule released this week for the Conservative Political Action Conference, commonly referred to as CPAC. Sound off in the comments who has said World War III is already here. I know for a fact a lot of people have been saying it's already here. I think I've said it a few times. The talk set for 12:10 p.m. on Thursday was officially titled, "When Did World War III Begin?" Part A, Threats at Home. There didn't appear to be a Part B or Part C on the schedule at CPAC. The talk was scheduled to be moderated by Jeannie Thomas of the conservative news site The Daily Caller. It was due to feature David Clark, the sheriff of Milwaukee County, Claire Lopez, the vice president for research and analysis at the Center for Security Policy, Trevor Luden, a filmmaker and writer, and Maureen Olhalson, the commissioner of the Federal Trade Commission. Huffington Post reporter Christina Wilkie surfaced the event on Twitter Tuesday, writing, "Strangest CPAC panel so far. When did World War III begin? We have 4 years, the most important 4 years of our lives, to redouble the efforts to save the Western world," he said this month about a Trump presidency, according to the Washington Post. "If we blow it, our kids live in slavery. If we succeed, we can have a new golden age, not just in America, but all over the world." Now, of course, we're talking about World War III here. Similarly, a top U.S. historian warns of potential collapse of globalization after Brexit and Trump's election that could spark World War III. So we have the Navy who is warning, or Navy fleet commanders, which are stating that the next conflict hotspot is going to be in Korea. I previously said in a report that I did that I wouldn't be surprised if they begin to open up the quote-unquote proxy wars with China over Korea, maybe? I don't know, but I'm just saying. And then you have all these other sorts of things that are coming out about World War III. Wars and rumors of wars. That's what we're in right now. Distress among nations. We can see it everywhere. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. God bless and carry on. Thank you.